signal for liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, me and you, Kyle.
How's it going?
It's going all right. You know, I have to come up with 371 different ways to answer you in the morning.
And yet, you just get
to say, good morning, Kenny. And I have to say, I don't want to say the same thing every day or every week. Used to be every day.
I can give you could say the next thing here on the script, on our teleprompter. You want to read that one? You want to be the...
Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle. Welcome to the Good Stuff Morning Show, a weekly look into the internet's junk drawer. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, also, you can join the chat room or listen and or watch live on Twitch right now by going to goodstuff.fm/live.
I don't really recommend watching
us
the entire time. Because really, it's
put it in the background.
It's you and it's me. And we're not really looking at each other. Kenny will dance and look directly into the camera, into your soul. And that's kind of it. But you can tune in there. You can also go over to twitch.tv/goodstuff_FM. It's kind of a longer URL, but it'll get you right to the page where we need you to smash that follow button, please.
We would
appreciate it very much. We've got a goal. I'm actually pointing on the screen now. You're gonna want to go over in your Chrome browser and open up our video right now. I'm pointing down.
Oh, should I be doing this?
Yeah.
Really should be
at our follower goal. We've got a follower goal of 50 people, 50 individuals, 50 listeners and watchers, I guess, at this point, that we need in order to hit a specific status over on Twitch. And we need your help. We need your help. We're trying to get it done. We're at 35. So please, would you, by the end of 2017...
3,500.
That's a bit of a lofty goal.
I think we made some claim that if we had 1,200 or some radical number or over 1,000, we were going to both grow mullets.
Yeah.
That was the case.
Mm-hmm. Party hair.
Yeah. That's right. Whole business hair and party hair.
It's fine. Are you... Yeah. Which end are you? Which end am I?
What? It's not like I would grow the party hair and you would... Like, I wouldn't just grow the back end of a mullet.
Come on.
And you would just grow the top end of the mullet.
I think
that's not how I don't think that's how a mullet works.
Yeah.
We could like fuse our faces together so we could create the Mullet Brothers.
See, if you go back to the video, go ahead and alt tab over into the video again. If I just put my face this way and then half of my head is with half of Kenny's head, I'll be on the party end. I'm the bit. Which one am I?
Right now you're not a party.
All right. Well, we did. I guess it was kind of a party over the last couple days. It was relaxing because parties aren't relaxing. It was consumer driven. It was. Well, I guess that's like a party. It was Thanksgiving here in the United States.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
I guess. Let me get to the whole point here. But you and I spent the day together. You, me, and your dog.
That's right. I brought my puppy. That's it.
Okay.
She was a terror. She tore through
terrier. I think a leash. Terrier. She's a terrier. She's a terrier.
She tore through one of her leashes. She actually bit through it because she did not like being tied up.
So how can we get your dog to not eat things anymore? Because I feel like this is
teeth. Take out the teeth.
Real
gums,
gummy
gums and gums as a dog. No, that's terrible. Don't say that about dogs.
That is really bad. Yeah.
No, she's fine. She doesn't bark. She just howls.
What if we just made everything out of food?
Really, like
everything
out of food?
Yeah, what if we just made everything out of food? Then everything's okay for her to eat.
No, because then it's all going to go away. Then she'll eat it all. Very hungry. Very hungry dog.
All right. All right.
Anyway, other than bringing my vicious dog to Thanksgiving.
Pupper.
What else did we do?
We ate. Your dog ate and we ate. We had a whole spread of fine
delicious delicacies.
Meats and
we had one meat, Kyle.
I guess technically we did just have one meat, but I did make Did you happen to dig into my turkey liver pate? Did you happen to dig into my turkey liver pate?
I don't know what that means. What are you trying to lead me to here?
I'm not trying to lead you anywhere. It's a legitimate question.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in the dark here.
I'm rewinding the turkey right now.
I see that.
Did you happen to dig into my turkey liver pate?
I don't care how many times you have to ask me about this. Nobody wants to listen to you ask me four times. Did I eat your liver garbage? What are you talking about?
I cooked up some turkey livers and made it into a dip for you.
I have no idea. When did you make this known?
It was the green thing out on the
table. Well, you know what? I have to tell you, if it's green, I don't want to eat it.
Okay. And it's meat? If it's green meat. You don't. It was the iron. It was the iron, I promise. All right. Well, did you
cook it with an iron?
You missed the best thing out on the table. Let me tell you that. What else did I make?
What else did Kyle make?
Did you try my soup?
Oh, Kyle, I loved your soup.
It was a. Tell me about how
I
much.
I think actually. Tell me you how could have much gone you, with a little.
Tell me how much you love my soup. Tell me how much you love my soup.
More spice.
Tell
in the
me.
Soup?
Show how me your much soup. You love my soup.
Okay, yeah, Kyle. Okay, calm down. This is the morning. This is the good stuff. Morning show.
It
Kyle.
Was a squash. It was a squash soup.
It was great.
That wasn't gray. No, it was green. It was a nice like creamy yolky color.
I'm kinda, not sure that anybody has ever described a good thing as yolky.
Yolky. Okay. All right. Let's get to the main event.
Event. Okay.
I deep fried a turkey.
You deep fried two turkeys.
That's right. I deep fried two turkeys. I talked about getting one of those machines last time, last show, last episode. Right. 3701.
Yeah.
Which one?
A distinct turkey fryer. Right?
Well,
only for turkeys.
No, I mean,
made for turkeys.
It can steam. I don't know why you'd want to steam an entire turkey.
It can also take a long time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. You can also boil an entire turkey.
Oh my gosh!
In water.
Why would you boil like a hot dog?
Yeah.
Why would you boil a turkey?
For dog food, maybe. Maybe
I make my own food and my own dog food.
Yeah, people do. hey, listen, people do that.
My dog eats the same food I do because I eat dog food.
Turkey. Well, that's not. That's probably not safe at all. But I, instead of doing either of those, I did deep fry it. We were planning.
And we had never done that before.
Yeah. We were planning to use peanut oil. And then were informed that a member of our family was indeed allergic to peanuts, which we didn't know. So that stayed in the basement. And then I went to the store and bought $41 worth of pig fat. And then I put that in the machine.
Oh, okay.
And now I just have, I have jars and jars and jars of pig fat in my fridge.
Of leftover pig fat.
Yeah. I don't know what to, I don't know what to do with it, but it's in my fridge, taking up multiple beer growlers worth of.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't mistake those for the tasty beverage you want at night. Mm. Oh, you know, let me pop a beer out of the fridge. Oh, I'm just going to pour myself out of this growler.
It's true. I have, let's see.
Weirdly, it's both carbonated. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. It happened when the turkey went in.
Fermented pig fat.
Yeah. Could we use, I mean, that doesn't sound that bad. Could we use anything else to cook a turkey? Like if we poured just a bunch of blue Gatorade into my turkey fryer.
Dr. Pepper.
We want to boil a turkey in Dr. Pepper. I think we're on to something.
Thanksgiving 2018, the year that Kyle and Kenny
fall off the bone tender. when you're looking for a family turkey time,
you want spicy cherry turkey, you use Dr. Pepper.
Turn to the doctor when you need a tasty treat, because it's Thanksgiving time, and boy,
a turkey a day keeps the doctor away.
Keeps the doctor in the machine. See, that's what I'm saying. Now, if I had 3 gallons of extra Dr. Pepper turkey flavored in my fridge, cooling off right now.
Perfect in your growler.
That sounds
yummy.
Wonderful.
Smoked turkey Dr. Pepper flavor.
Yeah. That sounds really, really, really good.
But it's all warm.
Yeah. Like
it will never cool down because it was in there for so long. I put this in the freezer for 3 weeks. That's still warm.
We could maybe brine the turkey in Dr. Pepper. I don't know. It's fine.
Oh, but yeah.
We'll figure this out next year.
Sure.
Maybe we'll just have to see this whole frame that we've got going over on twitch.tv/goodstuff_FM. I feel like a turkey could fit here pretty well. A turkey fryer, and maybe we just live stream our turkey fry. Coming to you soon. Coming to you soon.
How long did it take?
About an hour or so. Once it got in there, and we
cranked that. And they were pretty small turkeys, right?
Yeah, the 12 to 14. Listen, yeah. nobody wants to hear about our turkeys. What they're interested in, Kenny, Black Friday sales, and Cyber Monday sales. It's really more of like a whole week now, a whole month even.
Yeah, it kind of starts like halfway through November and then doesn't end until Christmas is done.
They're still going on right now.
Yeah. It's kind of just holiday shopping.
Yeah. Nobody's going out anymore.
Which I'm really happy about. I'm kind of happy that we're not, I mean, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, they've kind of just became like monikers of the beginning of the holiday shopping season rather than like actual holidays like they were even 5 years ago, where people were outlets were starting their Black Friday sales the night of Thanksgiving. They're like, you better get out to the store because it's going to be awesome.
Which seemed really intense at the time.
Yes.
It seemed like, why?
It was taking away from actual shopping, humanity.
Or eating time. Spending time with family.
Right.
Because you're over at the Target at 4 p.m. because that's when they open.
Yeah. And so, I don't go out shopping for Christmas gifts anymore. Everything's online. And it has been for the past few years. I'm nowhere near the, like,
Kenny.
Black Friday, I made sure that I stayed as far away from the mall as I could. because I knew it would be chaos.
What'd you get me?
What'd I get Kyle?
Yeah.
Nothing. I didn't get Kyle anything.
What?
Yeah, I didn't get you anything. Why would I get you something? I have a whole month. I'm looking at my watch. November 28th. I have 27 days to shop.
All right. So
I can still shop Christmas morning.
What you're saying is I've got two episodes to just drop hints of all sorts into this show for you to pick up on. Maybe affiliate links.
It doesn't matter what hints you're dropping. You're not getting whatever you want.
Should I maybe run an ad?
I'm terrible at giving gifts.
That you listen to. That points you to the thing that you need to get me.
No, but see, that's the thing. When you tell me what you want, it's so boring.
It's not fun. You don't like
There's no surprise to that. I want to get you something that you weren't expecting.
Hold on. I had it, but...
Surprise.
Surprise.
Exactly.
You don't like them?
I want to get you something where you think, oh, I didn't tell him about this, or I haven't talked about this in 16 years, and then you get it.
Wait.
Whoa. Okay, think back. 16 years ago, you were talking about this one thing.
The pizza thrower!
That is an inside joke that only like three people will know.
So you're gonna get me a pizza thrower?
I don't think so.
No?
I can pretty much squash that rumor right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
My
wife did all of her Christmas shopping, though.
For other people.
For her entire family, yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, good. Yeah. Good. You know what?
I did zero shopping.
Yeah. Kenny, it's the season of giving and receiving. So go do it. Go fulfill your consumerist duty, maybe.
And like I said, I have a whole month.
And go get me some new headphones, please, would you?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Kenny. Let's move on.
These are today's headlines.
What's going on?
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
You remember Jumanji, right?
Hey,
the movie?
Hey, remember when?
Hey, remember when we watched Jumanji as kids?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another one coming out, and it's actually kind of good.
But
I don't really want to go into this article very much.
But is it though?
What I've read from review tweets here,
sure.
It actually is. Not like it's intentionally trying to distance itself from the original, but it doesn't really rely heavy on the original as like a source material. Like,
but
they're not making a direct sequel.
But it does kind of tie in as a sequel, does it not? Somehow one. I mean, we'll find out when the movie actually comes out and we're able to go see Jumanji 4.
Yeah, and I'm totally going to go see this in theaters.
But they're also billing it as a really good video game movie, which
right.
We don't get very many of those.
Okay, so but it's not based on a video game property, but it's a movie with video games in it. And I think that's the key right there, is that because they're not dealing with any sort of like established source material that they're going to mess up, or, you know, the story is going to get all messed up because it doesn't, you know, tie into the characters very well.
Sure.
They're making everything is brand new for them. It's a clean slate. And so they get to have as much fun as they want with it. And they probably did have a lot of fun. And so it's showing, and it's a good movie. I don't know.
We'll see. This is mostly just to get the wheels turning. And
and it's got my wheels turning because I'm going to go see it. When does it come out? Let's find out. I don't know. Next month?
No. Come on. Really?
I don't know. I can't find the release date.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Wait, hold on. I don't think they're not even calling it Jumanji 2, though. I think they're calling it Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Mm-hmm. That was a terrible Axl Rose.
Whatever.
Come on.
I don't have anything else in me this morning.
Jumanji. Jumanji on RottenTomatoes.com. Search results. Populate. No score yet.
It was actually, it was initially released April 27th, 2013.
Oh, that's incorrect.
Mm-hmm. It stars Adam Brody.
Okay, stop talking.
It got a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Stop talking.
Released on DVD March 25th, 2014. Oh, grossed a total, let's see, U.S. domestic video sales, $11 million.
Stop talking. That's not what you're, that's not the movie.
No. Nope.
This is the movie. Rated PG-13. This is written by Scott Rosenberg, directed by Jake Kasdan. In theaters, December 20th, 2017. Go see it after you see Star, almost said Star Trek. Star Wars. Caught myself.
Horribly wrong.
Once you see, well, I was going to say, once you've seen Star Wars three or four times, then you go see this, and then you give people a gift of, I don't know, going to see the movie again.
Of Jumanji. Do you think a video game will come out after this?
No.
You know how books, they have books for movies or vice versa, I suppose. But the book comes out and the cover looks like the movie cover, but you go and you grab it and it has pages? What? It's like that.
You know what? That's what Blockbuster really should have pivoted to.
Books of movies only?
Yeah, when the movie started, you know, when Netflix was starting to take all the movie rentals away from Blockbuster, Blockbuster should have been like, you know what? Let's change. Like, the bookstores are closing. Let's turn into a library.
Now, see,
let's turn all these movies into books.
I agree with Jason in the chat room. They'll make a crappy iOS game for it.
I believe
like an infinite runner, but with The Rock.
Well,
now it's
Temple
gonna.
Run,
you know what it's
right?
gonna be?
They'll just have a Temple Run skin.
Yeah, it'll be Jack Black with a bunch of Jack Black phrases that could or could not be related to the movie, just licensed in there.
Jumanji.
As he runs, yeah, Jumanji run. There we go. I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate it so much.
Well, but that's terrible because it's just speculation.
Kenny, what else is going on?
Kyle, you can also run away from this. Google is releasing the final Android 8.1 beta with support for Pixel 2's, that's yours, hidden imaging chip.
What?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Google has released the final preview build of Android 8.1, a small update to the Android Oreo due out next month. There isn't a ton of new stuff in 8.1, but there is one big update coming in for Pixel 2 owners. It is the support for the phone's, quote, visual core, an imaging chip that Google included but wasn't ready to activate at launch. So they threw this thing into the phone and said, okay, software will unlock this at a later date, but we'll still sell it for money.
And not tell anybody.
It's so dumb. You can download it. Yeah, you can download Android 8.1 right away by signing up for Google's beta program. Though it's not recommended for like devices that you use day to day, that you rely on day to day.
I mean, okay. Getting on to
if like rely on like for work, I guess.
Sure. I have found them to be pretty stable, first of all, but second, it's real easy to get into the beta program, have it send an over-the-air update to your phone, see what you like, what you don't like about it, and then take it off and wipe the phone back to its original one. It's not like iOS where once you've upgraded, you're sitting there waiting with a broken piece of hardware until the actual release candidate comes out. It's not that bad. It's not that
That's
bad.
That's not true, Kyle.
Has that changed?
When you upgrade, when you go to beta on iOS, they give you access to flash to a different, to a previous iOS build. Like now, if you were.
Now see, that's different. It didn't used to be that way, did it?
In the developer program, it is. I don't know about the open beta program. I'm not sure.
Mm.
But I know that Apple developers who were subscribed to the developer program, they had access to previous builds so that if they did upgrade their device, they could just flash back to a previous build of a stable iOS.
Oh, there goes gravity.
What?
Snap back.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I thought something terrible had happened, Kyle. Oh, don't do that to me.
No, I'm sorry. That's what happens when Eminem lyrics end up in my brain.
Okay. Well, you are a Pixel 2 XL owner right now, Kyle.
I am.
Tell us a little bit about your experience. Have you upgraded to this 8.1 beta?
No.
No. Okay. Are you going to?
No.
Why not?
Because it's just fine the way it is. And
don't you want to unlock the imaging chip?
No, I do not want to unlock the imaging chip.
What does it even do? I don't even know what it does.
It's a better camera. That's all that matters.
Is that why your camera's been kind of?
Is not good. I'll tell you that much.
It's been really, really flat. Actually,
it is very bad. When I export the images, looks fine. Look, it's okay.
But on your device,
on the actual device, it looks like garbage.
That's
garbage.
Weird.
Yeah.
So is it like rendering them differently?
It's the screen. It's this LG screen that is just not saturated the way that I'm used to for an Android device. That's all.
/ it's not showing you like true colors.
Yeah, or if it is true colors, it's in sRGB, which I'm not used to seeing on an OLED screen. It just doesn't look right. And
it doesn't look like an OLED screen, though.
No.
You showed it to me.
It doesn't. It looks strange. Rather strange. But I'll wait for this to come out. The camera's fine, but I'm not taking photos of any. I'm taking photos of receipts so that I can get reimbursed for my train rides. That's about it.
Nobody
needs this beta thing on their phone right now.
Back to our Cyber Monday talk, there was a Cyber Monday deal yesterday at Best Buy. You could get a Google Pixel original, you know, version 1. You could get that for $5 a month on a 2-year plan. $5.
Okay.
You could just pick it up and just get it. You
have to pay $5. You can't just pick it up and get it. You have to pay them $5 a month.
But $5 a month.
Sure.
It was like $500 off retail.
That's not bad.
No, great deal. In fact, one of my coworkers was showing me because she wanted it, and I said, "Yes, get that. It's a great deal. Why wouldn't you want that phone?" She was working with an Android gingerbread device.
The Herald in the chat room is saying thanks for letting me know, Kenny. Real timely, big help.
I was just gonna say I was keeping an eye on availability for the Pixel,
mm-hmm.
like all of the first 6 months of this year,
but
they were always back ordered.
But
forget I said anything
because it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply now. So
doesn't apply.
Sorry, everybody. Yeah, please. Would you?
Animal Crossing, Kyle. Have you played the Animal Crossing mobile device phone game thing? No? You don't care about Animal Crossing at all, do you?
I've played it. Let me just say this. I've played it.
The one on the phone?
Yes.
Or the game in general?
Nah, this new phone game that came out on Friday.
The new phone game. Great. I'm glad that you have some first-hand experience because I have not downloaded it. I have no intention of, unless someone tells me that it is so amazing.
So you're not part of the whatever 6 million people who installed this on the first weekend of this being available.
Funny you say 6 million, because Kyle actually doubled that and then add a little bit more, because it was 15 million within the first 6 days worldwide.
What?
Thank you for ending that. Can I talk now? Okay, it pales in comparison to Super Mario Run's 32 million in its first 6 days, but still, that's a good clip for Nintendo. Pocket Camp is the name of this game. I guess it's a thing. It's Animal Crossing on your phone.
Is it? Yeah.
I still have no idea.
Pocket Camp, Animal Crossing, Pocket Camp.
Yeah, so I've heard good things mm-hmm. from fans of the series, mm-hmm. but I haven't really heard a good enough argument. I guess I should just try it for myself.
I
don't want to get sucked into something, though.
No, you won't get sucked in. For me, I have never played any other games in this franchise. I I guess I said this last time. I bounced off this real quick. I downloaded the game. I went through the multiple stages of signing up with a new Nintendo account and creating that and then syncing it over and going into the browser and then coming back and then having to download more data. I was doing this all off of a coffee shop Wi-Fi on Tuesday. And it was just, it took forever. It was real bad. Once I did get in, though, I was taken through maybe a 15-minute tutorial on here's how you customize your character, choose your camp where you where you want to pitch a tent in your pocket camp. And then you go fish, and that's about it.
That's about it?
Yeah, you meet.
Where's the fun in that?
You meet friends. The issue, my main issue with this, is the sound design around it, and maybe this is something that carries through on all of the Animal Crossing games. But the sound design for the languages and of the people, the little animals talking, is just so bad. It's and that's them talking.
Okay, so it's just gibberish.
Yeah, it's like what.
What?
Thanks for that. So go get it, Kenny. That's all I'm saying. Go at least try it out.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Download it.
Okay, I'll try it out.
Be one of us. Be a drone and go download it. And at least try it so that next time.
I've actually wanted to get sucked into a mobile game on my phone. Please no Clash Royale. I can't get sucked into that again.
I can't either.
Made me too angry. Playing against real people.
I'm starting to sense that that's kind of a theme with you in games. It just, it makes you real mad.
I think if I can play against somebody sitting next to me, that's fine. But when it's a faceless, anonymous character in another game,
I just get so angry.
Yeah, then don't download Pocket Camp. Just leave it alone.
Wait, am I fishing for other players or something? What am I doing? Am I competing?
Yes, pH
levels.
No,
acidity.
You're not
very mad.
You're not a pool man. You're not going around and testing the pH levels of people's pools. You're indeed fishing for fish and squid and other little.
Where the heck am I fishing for squid?
I don't know. Ocean
lake?
Ocean-dwelling creatures. Just go. If you're interested, go do it.
I'm going to move on to another.
I still recommend Stardew Valley over anything else at the
moment. That's not on my mobile device, though. It's on my Switch.
Get it on the Switch.
Yeah.
Kenny, it was on sale this weekend.
Oh, I missed it.
You missed it.
I'm still on Mario Odyssey on my Switch. That game is so good. You're so good. You have to play it. Moving on to another mobile game, though, Kyle, and kind of Nintendo style. Study that came out estimates that Pokemon Go has caused more than 100,000 traffic accidents. Yeah. Crazy, right? Two professors from Purdue University have attempted to get an idea of the game's effect on traffic accidents by studying data from one county in Indiana. So this is kind of suspect. One county? Really? That's all you got? Now, here's the study name. Death by Pokemon Go. I love it. Except they misspelled Pokemon Go. Go should be capitalized. All letters of Go. G and O. Right?
All the letters of Go.
That's right. Two of those letters. So the study from these two guys, these two professors, it's less about finding an app store boogeyman, and more about gathering specific data related to the rising number of traffic accidents that are believed to be related to distracted driving. And that's in quotes, distracted driving. I think what they're kind of saying, people on their phone. Because
all right,
those are more prevalent now. All in all, the study attributes $500,000 in vehicle damages, 31 additional injuries, and 2 additional deaths in Tippecanoe County. I love that name. That appear to be related to Pokemon Go. Yikes. So just in this one county, 31 injuries, $500,000 in damage, and 2 deaths. two fatalities attributed to distracted driving, specifically playing the game.
Okay. I mean,
yikes.
These are the statistics on their own compared to what Snapchat or other applications out there. It's probably not as bad. It sounds worse than it more than likely is.
How about this? If you weren't playing the game, it wouldn't be there would be $500,000 up for grabs. There would be 31 additional people who wouldn't have injuries and two people who would be alive if it weren't for the game. How about that? Think of those statistics a little bit.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, well, as people got tired of the game, traffic accidents actually went down. So while the usage of smartphones in general could be adding to the problem, like you were saying, the study's case against Pokemon specifically seems to have some value. Because they were able to attribute maybe specific cases to people actually playing the game.
Sure. They realized, man, they were not able to get the Butterfree, so we need to try and get it for them.
Let's keep using their
severed hand to try and catch this Pokemon.
How do you fix the people stop using their phones in the car? Because I have been guilty of using a smartphone device while driving, but not in the past year plus because I bought a car with CarPlay. So I plug my phone into my car with a USB cable, and I get my podcasts, my maps, my messages, my phone. It's all there on my CarPlay screen in my car. I don't have to look at my phone screen ever again. And I don't. And so I don't have a phone in my hand taking my attention away from my driving. So, I had to put my hand up to drive.
Yeah. Sure. So what you're saying is we should all get Honda Civics.
There's a lot of cars with CarPlay. But what I'm saying is how do developers guard against using, you can't really do that though.
Using it in the car, you're saying.
But there's also distracted driving. Like, because I don't have to use my phone, that means I have two hands free to do other things, like eat a hamburger. And people have been eating hamburgers in their car for 50 years, and no one's been like, hey, we have to write a study about death by hamburger because people have been dying by eating hamburgers in the car.
I'm thinking maybe that study needs to happen.
I don't want it to happen. I want to eat hamburgers in the car. I don't want someone to tell me you can't eat hamburgers in the car.
I mean, well, okay. All right. What if there was the equivalent of CarPlay, but for hamburgers? It's someone else's hand.
You have to hire a passenger every time you go through the drive-thru.
It is just a plastic hand that sits on your dashboard that holds a hamburger. So that when you want one, you just kind of, you have to go to the video now, twitch.tv/goodstuff_FM. You lean over.
You grab the hamburger.
You can't lean, but you're leaning. You're distracted already.
No. I'm holding the steering wheel.
Okay.
Maybe it attaches to the steering wheel. It's on the center of the steering wheel. Right.
Yeah. Instead of a horn, you just put a hamburger holder. A hamburger horn.
Can he? Okay. I think what you're trying to do is get us to the next story here, which is outlining. Let's say maybe you were just so glued to your device, so glued to your device. Not even just in the car, but everywhere else. You just can't. You can't stop checking your phone. Maybe you need this. It looks like a brick with balls in it.
Oh, that's a terrible. That's a terrible way to describe this product, Kyle.
Let me try again. there are 5 facsimile phones made of black polyoxymethylene plastic which sounds super safe.
It sounds like the plastic for 3D printers, doesn't it?
They've got stone beads embedded in the surface, which allows the user to replicate familiar actions, such as scrolling, pinching, swiping, or I guess just holding it. For me, it's the whole, like, having the brick in my hand and knowing that it's theirs is a number one. That, yeah. Yes. Do you do that? Is that a fidget spinner thing?
Don't spin
your phone. Please don't spin your phone. That's bad. But it's like a motor tick of just having it in your hand and then hitting the home button or, you know, doing things like that. This object here is trying to, I guess, curb your smartphone addiction by tapping into your need for tapping.
But and scrolling this is and more swiping. For people with that tactile necessity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need something to like keep you occupied. Tactile. Oh, what is the word? Fixation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what it is for me. I would like this. I would like something to distract me.
What if the balls were glowing?
No, see,
would that help?
It's the information that I get from my device.
Mm.
It's the fact that I can be tied to everybody I know, everything that I want.
Yeah,
I have it right here in my hand. That's what keeps me tied to my device. I don't have a fixation that I need to pick it up every time. I'm doing this for effect that I'm picking it up.
Sure,
every time.
Sure, sure. Yeah. You can. We've got video for a reason. So would you, Vanna White?
But
please just. Show me.
But what I do is I will pick up my phone when I want to check something or when I have notification fixation. There you go. That's what I have.
No breathing. No breathing at all.
We've had this discussion where I have OCD about like the Redbubble notifications. I need to clear those as soon as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I like a clean home screen. I'm making a lot of rhymes.
You are. Yeah. it's veering quickly into a song.
Back to Eminem.
Yeah.
So this is great. This is a great product. I love it. But it wouldn't fix the problem for me. And I wouldn't say I have a problem. I would just say this wouldn't fix the necessity for me. Because it's less about the tactile thing and more about the I'm disconnected from the world.
So if it was plugged directly into your brain, things would be just fine.
I think if I had this in my hand and then like Google Glass on my face, maybe that would fix it.
Maybe you just shouldn't drive. Maybe that's the issue.
Oh, we're still on driving. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's something, you know, let's go back to the driving thing. Not just eating food in the car is distracted driving, but like people who try to figure out their AC, like anything with the air and everything. If you don't know it down, like you don't know how to do it exactly right, people get just like sucked into trying to figure out how to
blow
their
defroster. Kenny, AC blows.
Yeah. Great job there, Kyle.
You mm-hmm,
threw off
thank
my
you.
Train of thought.
I don't have my train whistle.
You don't have your train whistle.
I don't know where it is.
I have your train whistle. This is the Good Stuff Morning Show. You have to have your train whistle.
I know. It's probably in the closet. I do have a breathalyzer, but that doesn't whistle the same way. Kenny, today is also National French Toast Day.
Ooh. When was the last time you had French toast?
Years. Years and years and years
well,
and years.
Well, today's the day you reacclimate yourself to French toast.
To the French
toast. French toast. Or you could just have cinnamon French toast crunch.
That's
Isn't
true.
That a thing?
Don't they no, have the, it's the not, French it's toast not, version it is of not the French, cereal? Nobody calls it French toast crunch, but I feel like that's
No, there's a version that's French toast.
No.
Yes, French toast crunch
no.
cereal.
Well, okay.
Yes.
Well, while you're looking
French
for
toast
that.
French toast crunch.
Please send that to
on
me.
On Target. Ooh, it's at Target for $1.99. All right,
send it to me.
Sending it to Kyle.
I'll put it up on the screen.
Perfect.
Or put it in the chat room. Either way.
I'm in the wrong channel. There we go.
Kenny, let me tell you some facts about French toast.
Okay, tell me.
French toast was actually not invented in France. In fact,
dang it,
French toast was around long before France even existed as a country, according to foodimentary.com.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Neanderthals making French toast. They didn't know what the word French meant, but they figured, this tastes like France. The earliest reference to French.
That is the stupidest fact you've ever read. Neanderthals made French toast. Uh-huh. They didn't know what French meant, but they made it anyway.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to slap that fact in the face.
Kenny, what about this one? The earliest reference to French toast dates all the way back to 4th century Rome. The name for French toast in France is pain perdu.
Toast.
Which means lost bread.
What?
Oh no, I lost my bread. Can someone help me find it? We.
I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to
respond. We.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I can find your bread. and then I'm going to coat it in eggs. What do you think the origin story? The origin story of French toast.
I think somebody wanted to.
Because there's a chicken on the jersey of the French national team, and there's eggs that cover the toast in French toast to be able to make it. Is that what makes it French? What makes the toast French? Is the bread the French part, or is the eggs the French part? Well, now,
French toast.
So you can make really French good. French bread, French toast. Okay, so you still didn't answer my question. Are the eggs French?
The eggs don't have to be French. It's not like champagne. Like champagne can only be called champagne if it's from Champagne, France. Otherwise, it's just sparkling wine.
What if I cook the eggs in champagne?
Boiled, that sounds awesome. Why are you cooking the eggs?
I boiled the eggs. Oh, that's true. That's true. I guess you don't want to cook the eggs. You could French toast.
Like, you could whisk the eggs with some champagne. I wonder if that would add anything. Would that add anything? Just like tons of sugar. I think we're onto something here, Kyle.
I think we are.
Champagne French toast.
It's like
a mimosa for your mouth. I mean, that's where mimosas go, but
yeah.
Mimosa for your teeth?
We'll get to that, Kenny. We will get to that. French toast was created by medieval European cooks who needed to use every bit of food they could find to feed their families.
That makes a lot more sense.
We're getting deeper and deeper into the French toast lore. They knew day-old bread could be revived, then moistened and heated. So it's day-old toast. A little bit of egg.
Heat it up.
Eat that. Eat it.
Eat it.
A little bit of moisture, a little bit of protein.
Finish the food.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite way of having French toast?
My favorite way of having French toast?
What do you mean? Do you just, you know, dry?
In my
just
mouth.
Like, no. Like, straight up dry? Do you put a little bit of syrup?
Oh, I see what you're saying here.
Syrup? Do you put fruit?
Powdered sugar?
Are there any? Yeah, powdered sugar. See? Now you get it.
I'm going to say a little bit of all three of those things. You powder the sugar, you put some sliced strawberries, right? And then you cover it all in syrup. And then you eat it. It has to be fluffy. It has to be fluffy French toast, right?
It sounds
really, really old bread. No, it doesn't have to be old bread.
It doesn't have to be old bread, please.
Medieval bread.
Yeah. I've never had French toast with French bread, but
really,
it's
awesome.
Maybe I'll make some. It'll end up on the menu. What if you deep fried French bread?
Kyle.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
You can't have that be French toast if you just deep fry it.
Yes, you can. Absolutely,
you can.
It's basically deep battered.
Fried French toast.
It's basically battered. It's like eating. It's like deep eating a brick of batter.
Oh my gosh, Kyle, deep fried French toast is the very first thing in my Google results. How is that possible?
Yum, 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 yum.
Wait, hold on. Yee-haw!
Yum, 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 yum.
Number five is deep fried stuffed French toast. What's that one? Deep fried French toast recipe from All Recipes. Beat the eggs, sugar, and salt together in a mixing bowl. Whisk in the milk, followed by the flour. Whisk until smooth. Heat oil in a deep fryer or large saucepan to 375.
Mm-hmm.
Soak the bread slices in the egg mixture until the egg has penetrated through the center of the bread. That's it. That's all it says.
All right.
And I guess figure out the rest on your own.
And then take a growler of pig fat and heat it up, and then
says 4 minutes.
Right in there.
4 minutes per slice, I guess.
It's kind of long. Could you stuff it with turkey? Because I have so much leftover turkey.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Wait, it would not be good.
Why didn't I take some of your turkey?
I don't know.
I took the only leftovers I took were cookies. That's it. I took cookies.
Well, they were turkey. To be fair, they were turkey cookies, Kenny. So
turkeys.
All right, Kenny. This is the part of the show where we take a break, we breathe,
a breather,
we do a little bit of yoga, and then we tell you to tell a friend about the show. We would appreciate it if you tweeted about the show by tagging @MorningShowAM on Twitter, or giving us a follow there, or using the hashtag TeamColdPizza, because. As you know, once you pop, it's great. But you've also joined #TeamColdPizza now that you've listened to this show. Whether you like it or not, the pizza's cold. We're also, Kenny, working on our 2017 Good Stuff Twitch follower goal. And we could, of course, use your help. Thanks to everybody in the chat room today tuning in, chiming in, and saying hello. I know we've got some new faces, some new names in there. So thank you. If you would also hit that follow button. If you've got an account, we would appreciate it. We're trying to hit 50 by the end of the year, and we could use your help. And that's about it. Are we good? How you feeling? Relaxed?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like this.
That
at
was
all.
More of a reluctant.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
No, I don't like this. All right. I don't like it, Kenny. I don't like it.
Okay. All right. Ooh.
Kenny, I've got some food news for us.
That's great because I'm hungry.
We've been talking
about French toast and like turkey we and cookies
almost,
and everything.
It's almost like we haven't talked enough about food today.
I don't have any bread. I don't have any eggs. What am I doing? I can't have French toast today.
I just went and I just bought a dozen eggs. A lot of eggs. I also bought some freezer burritos. I'm almost ashamed to say I did buy some freezer burritos.
Wait, why is that? Why are you ashamed to say that?
Because it's the Tesla model.
You live
it's
in
the
Southern
Tesla
California?
Model 3 of yeah. I mean, it's like I settled. I was on the waiting list for so long, and instead of going with the Model X or even the big rig, I went and got the 3. Nobody wants the Model 3. It's the economy line. It's a frozen burrito. I got a bunch of different burritos in the freezer now. They're really good, but
what kind? Tell me what kind of freezer burritos did you get, Kyle? Is there like Skittles?
No, Kenny. if freezer burritos are the bottom of the pile, this is the absolute top. It's an edible gift. Covered in gold. They are, let's see.
Yeah, like gold leaf?
Yes. They appear to almost be like bars of gold, but it is, in fact, as you said, gold leaf, which...
Oh, it's like gold... What are those things called? Macaroons!
Yeah, they're chocolate macaroons, Kenny, in fact, and they're filled with salted caramel and brushed with gold leaf. Now... Click on the link. You can see.
Okay. Totally did.
You can get it in two sizes. You can either get the like the one on the right hand side, which is just, you know, like a small six pack, $35. Gold leaf.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
Six cookies for how much?
$35.
Okay. All right.
Or you can get an entire pyramid of 40 cookies for $252.
Oh my gosh.
Now take a look at these macaroons.
Yeah.
First of all, ever had one? Question mark.
Wait, say that again?
First of all.
I got lost looking at the gold macaroons right now.
Can you see your reflection in the top of the macaroon?
Yes, in the article, Kyle. Yum.
Have you ever had a macaroon?
I have had a macaroon, Kyle, yes.
Have you had a chocolate macaroon?
Yes, I have had a chocolate macaroon.
Have you had a chocolate macaroon with salted caramel inside?
Ooh, that sounds really yum. Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
Plus the gold on the outside?
Plus the gold. Now, have you had anything with gold on it before? Like gold leaf, edible gold leaf?
I don't think I have. I don't think I've ever had the money. I don't think I've ever been blessed with the funds to just splurge on gold food.
Yeah, it's not every day you sit down in front of the TV and pull out a pyramid of 40 macaroons covered in gold leaf for $252 and just go to town.
But to just tell somebody, hey, you know what I got this weekend for Black Friday? A pyramid of cookies.
A pyramid of gold macaroons, of gold cookies.
Yeah.
I guess we're kind of carrying on this whole French theme today, hmm?
Sure. I'm not going to try to say macaroon in a French accent.
I really wish you would.
I really wish I would not. I don't want to offend anybody.
Okay. All right. I guess we are trying to go international, Kenny, and you know, be a bit more worldly. And maybe SodaStream can help. They can
have a SodaStream, right?
I do have a SodaStream. Yes, in fact. But SodaStream is actually working on some boozy additions, if you would, to their lineup. And it says, unlike SodaStream's other mixes, which, you know, whatever, Dr. Pepper, like, well, it's not Dr. Pepper, right?
Dr. Slice.
Even Dr. Slice is a branded thing. Dr. Salt.
What?
Is that not a... I'm trying to think of an alternate.
There are so many alternates to the Dr. Pepper line.
Dr. Peppercorn. They call me good old Dr. Peppercorn. Sure.
Dr. Peppercorn.
Mm-hmm. unlike the other mixes that SodaStream makes, which basically turn into a lemonade or a soda, this thing is called Sparkling Gold, and it lets you turn your water into wine.
Oh my gosh.
A Riesling. Specifically, this is the first time that SodaStream has sold an alcoholic mixer for their sparkling water. And according to the company, they say Sparkling Gold contains 10% alcohol by volume when prepared using the recommended mixing ratio of one part Sparkling Gold concentrate to five parts sparkling water. So
I will up that. I will do one part concentrate to one part water. Let's see how it tastes.
That sounds really bad. Don't make 50 proof Riesling. It's please
be 100 proof.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. You're going to the hospital either way.
No. What if you just had the concentrate? Have you ever done that? I mean, you do SodaStream, right?
The only concentrate issue that I've ever had, or the only concentrate story I have for you.
Is this episode we can't concentrate?
I can't concentrate today very well. Yeah, you're right. But I picked up a cold brew concentrate from the Whole Foods near where I am, and didn't realize that, in fact, it was a concentrate. Open that puppy up.
Oh, no.
Swig that entire 16-ounce container.
No! 16 ounces?
Which was supposed to make 8 servings, and I could smell colors. It was quite bad. I was absolutely on the edge of reality. I did not know what was happening.
But that was the opposite of distracted driving. He was so focused
I was
on the road.
I was I was hyper focused on every single thing happening. And I could hear just
you
about
were counting
everything.
The lane markings. That's how it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was. And how did you know I was driving? That's very astute of you. For knowing.
There's one thing that we do, and we do it a lot, and it's driving. if we're not on this show, we're either driving or eating. Or both.
It's a really good point. It's a really, really good point. Kenny, SodaStream claims to have conducted an independent taste test of 100 people in Germany.
Uh-huh, in Germany.
No, in Michigan, actually.
Oh,
they found that 76% of people surveyed rated the resulting mixture on par with actual French champagnes. 76% said, this is French.
I think 76% of Germans don't really care what alcohol they're drinking. They're just like, just give it to me. I'll drink it. Yeah,
That is quite possible. Yeah. I don't know what kinds of wines are grown in Germany, if any, but I know beer is
what wines are grown? I don't think that's how wine works, Kyle.
It absolutely is, yes. each bottle of this sparkling gold mix, Kenny, is enough for 12 glasses of wine. You could have
wait,
a party.
Whoa, 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 hold on a second.
Party.
How much are you pouring in your glass?
It's a
for 12 glasses of wine from one bottle?
I told you, it's a 1-5 ratio. 1-5. 1-5. See, now my problem, like you said, I do have a SodaStream at home. My problem with this is that the bubbles that you get from this.
Yeah.
If the SodaStream like mixer thing has something to like change the bubble composition, fine. But the bubbles that come out of that in the regular water that we have, mm-hmm. they're huge. Like they're gargantuan bubbles.
Who cares about the size of the bubble?
It matters when you're saying it is this a French champagne?
Do you have to use maybe super duper filtered water, or can you just use like tap water? You don't want to use tap water.
Well, my water here in Orange County is actually flavored like oranges. So we have some special.
We basically have orange soda on tap.
Yes. Yeah, you open that. It's really awful on dishes, but it's okay. It's fine. Not a big deal. So you're willing to try that? You can only get it in Michigan right now.
I would
now,
try this.
But,
yeah, well, don't say that.
Okay.
I would totally try this. I would not compare it to a standard wine. No. I'd be like, this is SodaStream. This is good for SodaStream. That's about it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Kenny. Budweiser.
Budweiser?
Keeping the alcohol train rolling, yeah. I suppose. Budweiser's on a mission to bring beer to Mars. To bring beer to Mars. According to the New York Post, it's a bit of a sensationalist headline here. Basically, what Budweiser is doing is they are sending 20 barley seeds into space onto the International Space Station, and then they're going to bring them back and look at them. And that's it. Now, this isn't like Ninkasi. They actually sent some yeast, I believe, and some ingredients up into space and then brewed the beer with those ingredients that were in some sort of orbit for a bit.
Yeah, space beer.
Yeah, space beer. Budweiser is just sending some seeds up and going to say, look what happened.
Zero gravity did to seeds.
Maybe they think that it's
gonna, gosh, it did nothing. What do you know?
They're not going to brew a beer with this, but I guess what they're trying to do is find out the viability of shipping these ingredients into space in order to make beer on other planets. Now, can you
pretty
imagine?
Sure, that is the most extraneous and least like
it's very forward thinking. It's a futurist mentality not to beer, Kenny. Come on.
It is not. It's not an important survival necessity. You don't need beer in space or on other planets.
Actually, you don't know that. If there are microbes inside,
especially if I'm going to drink a beer in another planet, I don't want Budweiser.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically water, right?
Because that's the joke. Do they just? I mean, this is a PR push, but do they? I wonder if Budweiser just has so much money that. What do we do with all this money? Let's send something to space.
Yeah, why not?
I'm pretty sure that's the case
here. That's fine. It's going on SpaceX, one of their rockets. So it's not like we're using, our... We're not bringing back the space shuttle program to send beer into space.
No. Budweiser contacted Elon. Hey, Elon, you want like a year supply of Budweiser? And Elon said, I don't know. We could put it into space.
Okay.
I still don't know.
All right.
We could put Budweiser everywhere in space? Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. Oceans of Budweiser flowing on Mars, Elon. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? Sounds good.
A Budweiser Sea of Tranquility.
That's right. That's actually on the moon, I think.
Well, it's in the moon's in space.
That's true. It's one of the ones up there. It's a rock.
That's a weird sentence. The moon is in space.
It's that weird, Kenny. It's just
very existential.
It's just a fact. No, it's not bad. Kenny, boo, 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 boo. I have a new segment that I'd like to try out with you.
Okay.
So we can either do, let's take a vote here. Maybe we can talk to the chat room. I've got two ideas here. We can do two stupid games. We've got a couple of super, super dumb questions for Kenny.
Perfect.
We can do that. Or... we can introduce a new segment called Food Advice, which is just going to be some unsolicited food advice from people on Yahoo Answers who have questions about food.
Are you asking me or are we asking the chat room?
We can do both. I will take both Kenny.
Let's ask the chat room. Games or Yahoo Answers?
Yeah.
Questions? got a questions, couple here.
Stupid questions. Okay. All right, vote. This is the part of the show where I will cut everything out.
I don't know. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't.
Maybe.
Call to action.
It's been pretty bad so far. So.
Looks like two stupid games.
All right, that sounds good, Kenny. Let's play two stupid games.
Two stupid games. Two stupid games. Two stupid games.
This is. Oh, I still have the Arby's song in here. That's fine.
It's perfect.
Don't worry about it. Kenny, this one's called Question Time. I've got a couple question of questions time. For you. Just for
okay.
you.
And is
you
this get... like trivia or is this like thoughtful questions?
More like introspective personal preference.
Okay. Not like personal questions. Got it.
No, like think about it. We need to get to know you a little better, us and the listeners. So let's ask you some questions. Is it okay to use a bar of soap in lieu of shampoo?
Wait, are you saying use a bar of soap on your hair?
That would be implicit in the question saying shampoo is not for your entire body. Kenny, yes. Yes.
Some people don't know what in lieu means. I do. No. No,
it's not okay.
Use the hair soap for the hair and then the body soap for the body. And then there's some that are combined somehow. I don't really know.
So you need two separate vessels for cleaning liquid in your shower in order to make this happen. That's kind of what you're saying. You have to.
Well, a bar of soap is its own vessel, so.
Okay. I guess these questions are for you. They're not for me. We're learning Good. More about you, and I will not. I will sure. just ask for clarification. Yeah,
don't be putting that bar of soap on your head.
And then we'll move on. Kenny, is soup?
Then it can get in your eyes.
Is soup a beverage or a food?
Soup is a food because you put chunks in it and you eat the chunks. If you put chunks in your beverage, I don't want to know about that.
I mean, what about marshmallows? Marshmallows in a hot chocolate. Is that a food?
Yes, that's a food.
Oh, but my God.
You don't call it hot chocolate soup.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? I think the next time I have hot chocolate, I'm going to call it hot chocolate soup.
That's not good. Chocolate soup, Kenny. And hot
chocolate
dog.
Chocolate soup.
And hot dog flavored water. If you could only survive on one canned food for a year, which would you choose?
One canned like that's food. All I get to eat?
That's right. Franken beans? Canned ham.
Oh.
Give me
I think I'd take that canned hamburger. Food. That hamburger in a
oh
can.
Oh my god. Like the unicorn one? Is that the unicorn meat? Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't know. No, I wouldn't do that.
Hamburger
I would do
in a can.
Oh. That exists. I know it does.
I know it does.
Oh man. But like I couldn't have any other food, is what you're saying.
Yes. Just one canned food for a whole year. That's what you can only survive on, like, that.
I think I would choose like chunky soup.
Which would be a food. Okay. All right. I get it. You're all right.
Ah, game the system.
Kenny, pizza rolls or Hot Pockets?
Ooh. Oh man, that's tough. Pizza rolls, it's kind of like the endless snack. You can kind of have pizza rolls until you're dead.
Let me ask, I'll add a modifier to this one. Or bagel bites.
Okay, bagel bites.
Pizza rolls, hot pockets, down. Or bagel bites. All right.
I can eat a Costco size of bagel bites in one sitting. Like 72 bagel bites.
All right. That's that's game number one.
Okay.
Games.
Got more questions for you, but these are more would you rather questions.
Okay.
Would you rather only be able to eat food by licking it, or never be able to use utensils to eat again?
Wait, I could only ingest food by licking it?
That's correct. Or never
or
be
no
able.
No utensils.
Or no utensils. You just got to go straight to plate.
No, I'm doing no utensils. That's the way to go. I want to chew my food, please. I have teeth. If I just licked my food, my teeth would rot.
No, they stay so nice and curly. You could chew.
But then my tongue would be gone.
But you could have soup. Because
I'd have to like lap up my soup.
You're right. Soup is a food. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No utensils. Because I can like lift the plate. I can lift the bowl of soup. That's the sound.
Okay. And Kenny, last one. Would you rather have leg-sized fingers or finger-sized legs?
Oh my god. Leg-sized fingers would be chaos.
I mean, it's not bad.
I would walk on my hands.
Yeah. You could be upside down, maybe.
I'd have to get 10 shoes. I guess 12 shoes. Because I'd still have my legs.
Okay. All right.
Well, I haven't answered yet. I haven't answered yet. Or
I didn't,
what
I didn't say I didn't
finger
say
finger-sized legs.
Yeah. Finger-sized legs. So little tiny. Like you could ride a tech deck, basically.
But that could not support my weight. Absolutely
no.
not.
No.
I would be doing finger push-ups my whole life. Right?
I guess so.
Or I would just always be sitting on my butt, and my two tiny finger legs would be sticking out.
No, your butt would be the same size. I didn't say your butt changed.
That's what I mean.
Size.
That's okay. What I mean. It would be like a big fat torso with two little sticks out of my short legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the finger-sized, or no, the leg-sized fingers.
Leg size. Okay, all right.
So like,
just,
like a Guillermo del Toro like monster from Pan's Labyrinth.
Like a freaky crab, kind of, I guess.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'd have to be really, like, buff, because I'd be on my arms, I guess, all the time.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you'd have to buff up all your legs, I guess. All your fingers.
My fingers. I mean, I'm pretty close, Kyle. I don't know. Can you see my hands?
I'm not gonna look. That's it.
That would be awesome to like be a boxer though. Yeah, not the Halloween outro again.
Why not?
Please.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
I wanna play. I wanna punch somebody with leg sized fingers.
All right. So you're saying that I need to find okay. All right. Should I try let's see. Outro. I can find a new sound. I mean, if you need me to, let's see, this one.
Halloween's over. We don't need to be scared anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I just like it so much. All right. Let's put this one in here.
You got that? You
change. Got it? I got it. It's fine. Don't.
Kyle's just searching for it.
Don't worry about it, Kenny. Is this one? This is it, right? Bum ba do ba dum bum. That's the one we want, right? Okay, that's not.
Is that it?
That's not the one we want. All right. let's see. Let's try another one. Intro. I have. No, it's just more spooky music.
This is such good recording here.
Yeah. Kyle
going. searching for something none of us can see.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
His brain is misfiring.
It's not fun.
I wonder if the dog's gonna come in here and poop again.
It might. No one heard that last time. It wasn't on any of the recordings, and it wasn't on anything.
So at the end of last episode, after we signed off and stopped our recording, my dog came into my office and just had dog diarrhea everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
What'd you do? How'd you clean that up?
I got the pet stain remover and I got the carpet cleaner. I did like three or four passes. There were like four areas that I had to do. It took like an hour.
Yeah. Of
and then I had to air out the room because it stunk like diarrhea. Yum. Not hungry anymore.
Really good. Yeah. No, you don't need French toast now. I have something. What about this one?
There we go.
Little, bringing the old stuff back and, okay. Kenny, you can find links for this episode over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. That of course means that we're part of the goodstuff.fm broadcasting network. And you can go over to goodstuff.fm and check out some of the other great shows that we've got. Non-breaking space show about the web. I guess we're grown-ups now. Being a grown-up and vacationing, which I guess is all that grown-ups do, which is fun. Way Too Seriously talks about movies. You should go watch that one. Listen to that one, I guess. You can't really watch it. You can watch us on Twitch. You can also listen to Chris's daily audio blog, Daily-ish. He's trying to record every day this week. Good luck, Chris. Good luck.
That's a bit of confidence.
Best of luck to you. But if you could go listen to his show and give him a bit of a bump, let him know that you care whether or not he's recording. Would be helpful. We would appreciate it. Goodstuff.fm. Also, don't forget, Kenny. Give us a follow on Twitch. You can get a notification. You can either feel the anxiety of having that little red bubble on your Twitch app on your phone and needing to check it. That means we're live if you follow us over on Twitch. Or you can get an email notification, which is sometimes helpful for people in the 19th century. It's fine. Either way. You can go do that. Goodstuff.fm/live. That's what you want to do. If you've loved this episode of our podcast, you can go over to goodstuff.fm/morningshow. Click on the Apple Podcasts link and give us a rating and review. We would appreciate it. We've got 249 ratings right now. It's a strange number, and I don't like it. Please, at least one.
Is it driving you mad?
It is. It absolutely is. We need at least one. Would you please? Go do it. And that's it. This is just going to keep going forever until it stops.
No, it's not.
good work. It's not long. Oh, it's back. I told you. Told you it's back. Except that's the end of the outro. So we'll be back again next time. Until then, Kenny. Bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Bum, bum, bum.